go here and talk. God, I don't hear anything. Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and joining us also, of course, Uncle Kevin is here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. Yeah, glad to be here. Oh. We got our setup back.
We're out of the closet. Thank goodness.
That's, you gotta be careful what you say. If somebody's coming in, a new listener, they may take that, has different meanings these days.
Yeah, we got thrown out of the closet yesterday.
The great guest, Robert Tektalian, of course, he's going to talk about Vitamir. We kind of messed up on schedule. He's going to come on for like an hour, hour and a half. You've got to hear these stories. We'll talk a little bit about today. America just recognized the genocide of Armenians by the Turks. I mean, I don't, because they recognized it, then that makes it more real or whatever. I don't know. It's a sad tale, but an important one, I think. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, Vitamir Products, Lou White, who, fossilized customs, is going to talk about Christmas, Babylonian symbols, Babylonian architecture throughout our culture, that the Babylonian culture keeps getting more and more dominant in our everyday life. So we'll get to talk to him. Do you know, have you ever heard of Lou White?
I've heard of him. I haven't heard of
him. I've never interviewed him. Joyce had him on a couple, three times or so. I've never interviewed him. I'm really excited to have him on.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Real interesting.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up, so
that's all about Babylonian symbols, you know?
Well, that's why we're going to...
Yeah, it's interesting.
And other things. We're going to go deeper into that. And that's really interesting, that kind of
Not
stuff.
Not that I don't love Christmas. I love Christmas.
Well... It's another chance to get green bean casserole, which is always positive.
Yeah, and maybe pumpkin pie if she's generous enough to make it.
Oh, we're going to get, no, that's a given. I mean, we're getting
excellent
pumpkin pie. Anyway, let's get to the news. Pretty interesting article out of USA Today. What's the headline that you're telling me?
Oh, yeah, this is exciting news. 92% of Americans think their basic rights are being threatened, new poll shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said exciting. Why is that exciting for you?
Because it was never put down. We felt it. We knew everybody was upset about things. But this is the first time I think anybody's put it down on paper and did a countrywide poll about it, you know? I think they polled over 2,000 people. And it breaks down like this. It's got a crazy breakdown on it. Americans are most concerned that their freedom of speech, 48%. That's the number one
concern.
Rights to bear arm is 47, and the right of equal justice, 41.
I'm sure they asked the question in some weird way.
They did, to get a breakdown like that.
Whatever.
But that's exciting. That's real exciting.
Well, maybe there'll be change.
Yeah, I think so. It's coming.
France, speaking of upset people, out of RT, police use tear gas against French pension reform protesters in Paris. Protesters against controversial French pension reforms, that's what they call it,
rip-off,
have escalated into clashes between demonstrators and police in Paris. Protesters pelted police with projectiles again. I mean, this is like every day.
Yeah.
Or every other day you hear something about this.
They don't tell you about the yellow vests getting shot.
How many people in the streets today do you think in France?
1.3 million.
No, 350,000. It's a weekday.
Oh, that's right.
They do work. I mean,
I'm finally out of the closet here. And so.
Any thoughts about where this is going to go in France?
I think they're going to win. I think the yellow vests aren't.
Leave the streets, they will.
Yeah. Well, they've been out there for 6 months.
I know. That makes me think that these are, you know, obviously they're containing this to some degree.
They are. And they have to be.
They're not letting it out there. The protests are restricted to certain areas.
Right. Exactly. And if you mosey out of that thing, you get shot. Because there's been a lot of people been shot or killed.
We say a lot. What do you mean?
You know, 20 maybe.
Been killed?
Over shot.
I didn't know
shot,
that.
Shot,
oh, shot.
Over the last 6 months. They keep that hush hush.
Very important, obviously, Hong Kong, France, Virginia right now in America. So I would say Virginia, France, Hong Kong are three of the most
hot spots.
Ones. South America, there's a lot of upset
Africa
also there.
Too.
In Africa,
yeah.
These are maybe secondary. For Western, we almost think that, well, if it doesn't happen to us, then it doesn't matter. Who cares about South America? That's not true.
No, that's not true. That's our neighbor below, and it'll come here.
UN demands countries take more migrants.
Well,
who cares? Who cares what the UN thinks?
Yeah. No. Do they take more?
No, they demand that countries take more.
Oh, screw that.
The UN has described rising numbers of people fleeing their homes, saying more must be done to, quote, shoulder this responsibility. Let's never mind that the reason people are fleeing usually has been created
by the UN.
Partly. Yeah. Or working with in conjunction with other
finance.
NGOs or companies or countries or what have you. At this time of turbulence, that's what they call this, is turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny they use that word, order out of chaos. Remember that turbulence?
Yeah.
All this turbulence. Keep your eye on the ball, ladies and gentlemen. Do not get distracted. They want the turbulence to get you so you can't see the ball.
That's
and the
correct.
Ball is your rights.
Yep.
Your rights are the ball.
Yep.
So always keep your eye on the ball. And that, of course, if you're right, that means your connection to God, because that's the same thing. That means the same thing in America. Or used to.
At least to me.
At this time of turbulence, the international community must do far more to shoulder this responsibility together. It is a moment to build a more equitable, there's that word, equitable,
yeah,
response to refugee crisis through a sharing of responsibility. Okay, so you get these philosophies, the greater good, all these things. These are just the all communistic ideas.
Yep.
I'm not saying somebody doesn't need help or deserve help or whatever. That's not the point at all. It's nothing to do with nothing.
Exactly.
That's not what they're pushing. It's like, you must hate gay people if you don't want your 4-year-old to learn about anal lube.
No.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with it.
Erdogan wants 1 million refugees to be resettled in Syria very soon. So the Turkish president, this is one thing certainly I think most Americans would agree with the president of Turkey with. Okay, Syria's settling down. Let's put them right back where they came from.
Bingo.
North American Union, Canada now allows U.S. agents to, quote, strip search and detain Canadian citizens in Canada.
What?
It's odd, isn't it? This is from Activist Post. Have you heard that crazy conspiracy theory about a North American Union? You remember about, was that 20 years ago?
Yes.
They were really starting to talk about that in the corridor, mm-hmm. going from Mexico straight up to Canada, going through Texas.
Yep. Yep.
And see, when people, that's why history is so important. And people who are older, they don't need to know history because they lived it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to study George Washington to know about this because you were alive when this happened.
Right.
You know it.
Firsthand.
So, older people have the perspective. Yeah, I remember when we were talking about Texas and the Texas people were protesting. Texas stood up. So look what happened. So they kicked the can down the road. Now we're 20.
Now they're out of trying to reenact it.
Now they say, well, we'll just smooth it right on through.
And that road that went from Mexico up to
Canada
was a toll road. And the Texans were so irate that it went to a toll road to a foreign company that they protested and made them take it down.
Preclearance strengthens economic competitiveness and mutual security and benefits travelers by expediting their clearance in the United States. This is hilarious. This is hilarious. I mean, if this wasn't so sick, I'd be crying. I mean, I can only laugh. This is what they say about the border, about having the security check and having these borders solidified. This is what the acting secretary, Kevin McLeanan. This agreement provides the opportunity for CBD to build on, that's Canadian Border Patrol, to build on 6 decades of successful operations and for the first time to conduct full pre-clearance in the rail, ferry, and cruise ship environments. Why am I about rolling on the floor laughing? Because the head of Canada says pre-clearance strengthens economic competitiveness and mutual security. What has that got to do with maybe we have a border at Mexico that maybe the same thing applies?
I think so.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say so.
But if you say that, you're called a racist. So is Mr. Kevin McLeanan a racist?
Of course he is.
He's a homophobe now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a homophobe. He hates gay people because he doesn't want to let people in their country free and clear. This is insane. I don't want to get fired up doing the news. I am so sick. I'm to the point, somebody's asking me about my opinion about immigration. You know, we kind of get to know each other a little bit. I love Mexican people.
Yeah.
I love Mexican food. I mean,
we do.
I love Mexican people. Everyone, they're awesome. The ones I know anyway. And you know, I never, I've been down to Mexico a little bit. It's, I mean, some, Juarez is like a hellhole.
Right.
Looks like World War II, Germany or something. After they lost. That's what it looks like. You know,
sure does.
I don't live down there, so it's hard. I can see things. But anyway, the people I love. You'd ask me about immigration, about America. I'm about ready to take every Mexican and send them home.
Yeah. Everybody here is illegal. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
So, because I agree with Kevin here. Strengthens economic competitiveness and mutual security.
Yeah.
Dems set up Senate trial strategy ahead of impeachment vote. This is hilarious.
Strategy? They have no strategy.
Adam Schiff, that's your buddy, isn't it?
Oh, man. Meth head.
Allegedly.
I heard.
Allegedly.
I got to throw that in there. A lot of people on the television are calling him, he's on something. He's on something.
The House planning to vote tomorrow on two articles of impeachment against the president. Democratic leaders, including Nancy Pelosi, must quickly settle on a team of so-called managers to present the case against Trump. Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff, whose committee drew up the articles of impeachment, will be on it, according to Nadler and Pelosi. So the usual suspects.
The usual suspects?
Nadler, Schiff, and Pelosi. Mm-hmm. Are they all from California? Oh, Nadler's from New York.
No, New York.
Two Californians.
Jabba the Hutt is from New York.
And New York. Schiff went as far to, at a Politico, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed back strongly against Chuck Schumer's request to simultaneously agree to witnesses and the parameters of the impeachment trial, calling it a strange request. So they're now wanting the Democrats to now control how this trial is going to go.
Yeah.
After this flea circus that just went on in the House, they want, we need fairness.
Kangaroo court.
We need fairness.
Kangaroo court.
We need fairness and transparency. You see how this is how these people work.
They lie.
Well, in their thing, we're going to do it this way. This is the way we do it.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. When they're on the disadvantage. See, as soon as you let these communists get power.
That's right.
You're about to see it. It's very close to being. I mean, it's kind of obvious now, at least the fringes of it. Once they get power, it'll be so obvious.
Oh yeah.
They will put the hammer on you.
That's right.
Like you can't even imagine.
No.
And then when they're in a disadvantage, they scream, oh, fairness, oh, fairness, we got to, let's get along, let's be,
And if they're allowed to take Trump out, then they're going to turn their anger and their disdain on the American people. So hang on. Betty Davis, as she's going up the stairs in that movie, put on your seatbelt, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Tired of impeachment?
Yeah.
Question mark hanging out there.
Absolutely.
Rhetorical question. Dems threaten it'll go on and on and on. If you think the House vote this week will end their investigation, the House's investigation, think again. Politico reported lawyers for the Democrats told a federal court earlier this week lawmakers are still seeking grand jury materials connected to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. They're still trying to drag that dead horse and beat it around. New Hampshire mass resistance parents force school district to turn back horrible transgender policy.
Thank goodness.
This is a fantastic story.
People are getting fed up all over. Love it.
Earlier this month, the school board in Franklin, New Hampshire, dominated by liberal politicians, it says, I'm just reading the article, was ready to pass an odious transgender policy that would impose bizarre and radical rules on all students and their parents in the district. The proposed policy titled Transgender and Gender Nonconforming Student Procedures. Are you kidding me?
No. It says so right there.
Reads like something from a crackpot queer theory book. Some of its features. It forces students and staff to accept pseudoscientific terms, meaning gender identity, gender non-binary, cisgender, transgender, gender fluid, gender transition. That these become normal words we're going to talk about, we're going to define, this is how you need to approach things. It allows a student to decide if he or she wants to dress as the opposite sex.
Who cares? I'm okay with that.
Be called by an opposite sex name and be referred to by the pronoun of the opposite sex. All students and staff would be forced to go along with this. The policy includes a privacy provision where this could all be kept private from the students' parents, so the parents wouldn't know.
Ah, they're sneaky.
That Johnny is Tina at school.
Right. Or made to be in a role play.
It would allow a transgender student to use either boys' or girls' restroom or locker rooms, whichever they desire, depending on the student's chosen identity, and nobody else.
Nobody,
you know,
nobody
some girl,
blinks an eye.
You know, a locker room full of women, for young girls in this case, are going to be there, and then Johnny now is in there, you know.
Checking all his, everybody out.
And all his maleness.
Yeah, exactly. Checking you everybody know. Out.
Well, he's Tina. He's Tina at school.
That's right. It's alter ego.
Well, they want to say they, so how many of them is there?
You know,
don't call me he or she, call me they.
Yeah, exactly.
So what does that mean? Students and staff members will be, will be required to undergo training to accept these deviant behaviors as if they were completely normal.
They ain't normal. They got to go.
Secret deep state demands. The FBI wants consumers' credit data. Why does the FBI want our credit data?
So, I don't know. So they can squash us. What else?
Were you trying to think of a reason there? The government agency regularly uses these legal powers
to take our rights away,
known as national security letters, to compel credit giants to turn over non-content information, such as record of purchases and location, that the agency deems necessary in national security investigations.
Like a gun, like if you bought guns or bullets.
Okay, for the government to force information or get information, what do they need?
Warrant.
A warrant.
Signed warrant by a judge.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A properly signed warrant.
All these political issues, I cannot think of one that I cannot boil down to some form of the Declaration of Independence, the idea that your rights come from God and that man can't touch them. And then the Bill of Rights become then the kind of the, what would you call it, the hood ornament of all this, the symbol, the face of all of this in the Bill of Rights. You can, all these problems.
Go away.
You cannot name me one of these major problems we discussed, not one of them, that isn't solved by the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, not one.
Not one.
They all go away.
Has
all you have to do is stand up.
Has the Ground Zero Mosque Project returned? That's the question. Are they gonna?
Yes, of course. They never stop.
Well, it's like
they're
the,
like the commies.
It's like
they
the
never stop.
It's like the transcontinental or the North American Union highway.
Right.
We just wait. It went on a 20-year.
Right. Just wait exactly. 20 years. They're going to put up the toll roads again, probably.
It was shelled, but now it's back on. We got a few minutes. Let me. I want to play this clip of this congresswoman.
Is that up in Minnesota or something like that?
I think it's Michigan. In New York, illegal aliens can now get a driver's license. How quick will that be? They can just vote then.
They're voting already.
Central banks in most countries are magic money machines for politicians, Max Kaiser says.
Absolutely.
That makes perfect sense.
And one of his greatest quotes that I told you about a few days ago, he says that the elites in around the world and in America think that they're going to turn America into the Hunger Games. And he says, no, 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 no. It's not going to be the Hunger Games. It's going to be the American people hunting down the billionaires.
New Jersey
quote by Max Carson, not me.
New Jersey lawmakers advance bill to end religious exemptions for vaccines. Now the sixth state. Basically, you got to get medical exemptions, and now California, they'll follow where you can only get the medical exemption through our approved means.
That's right.
Another study, water fluoridation linked to lower IQ in children.
Is that beside Harvard? Harvard came out with a real nice study about that about 5 years ago, I think. But
I want you to listen. This is she goes to her constituents and tells why she's voting for this impeachment. And here, listen to you can hear the people. I mean, it's a terrible recording, but you got to hear this.
I came out in September and I wrote a similar op-ed September 23rd in the Detroit Free Press that I thought, after many, many months of not supporting an inquiry, that I thought it was time to have an inquiry. I wrote that in September along with six of my national security colleagues. All of us had either a military or an intelligence community background. And after many, many years...
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, military. That
intelligence.
You're going to put the clamps down on it.
I felt that the events around the Ukraine circumstance was fundamentally different. And let me explain to you why. Some of my colleagues came out in support of...
Do you hear the people screaming at her?
I love it.
...when they were sworn in, January 3rd. That was one of the first things that some people did. A whole other group of folks came out around the time of the Mueller report and the Mueller testimony. And I did not think that, you know, the events of that or the actions of that time were worthy of an impeachment inquiry. And I didn't because I thought we needed to let the election of 2020 decide what was going to happen in our country. But those changed, that changed for me on the very basic...
You see they turned the volume down with everybody screaming at them?
Yeah.
The United States came out...
Oh, she said facts. She said on the basic facts. They're ready to throw something at her. This is hilarious.
And his lawyer came out and said very specifically that they had reached out to a foreign power and asked him for information on a political rival.
Okay, why wouldn't he ask for information? Hunter Biden's son doesn't know anything about oil and gas. He knows as much about oil and gas as I do. I probably know more about oil and gas than he
does. He knows a lot about crack, I heard.
Allegedly.
No, that's fact.
Well, if they're importing crack, then they should probably hire him. Anyway, so he's making close to $1 million a year at this deal, this little side job here. He's going to China. He's going all over.
A billion and a half.
So you can't, and a billion of it disappeared through this Burisma.
Yes.
And they're all intertwined and connected with it. So now the fact that you ask that question, now you should be impeached.
Right.
If you didn't ask the question, you should be impeached.
Derelict of duty.
Let's see if she has anything else to say in this little time.
Rudy Giuliani said it openly on television. The president responded accordingly when asked by a reporter. And for me, that was fundamentally different.
There are about 400 people here to listen.
Fundamentally different.
Be heard.
The people.
Yeah.
There's the music we gotta go. The people start screaming at this lady.
What they have
screaming at this lady.
What they have to do is have a big cauldron outside full of tar. Throw her in, feather her, and run her out of town.
On a rail.
Like they used to do in the olden days.
Allegedly,
right.
Exactly. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Tectalian on the other side. All right, Uncle Kevin, see ya.
Yeah, same to you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Remember, we got the codes. If at checkout you are going to purchase online, got some great December codes. DEC5, DEC10. If you spend $50, you get $5 off. If you spend $100, you get $10 off. So DEC10, DEC meaning like December, December 10 or December 5 for those discounts. Another one of the great products, a great whole line of varied things we have from Vitamir, the maca powder. That maca is really underrated, so we'll make sure that we mention that, Robert, when we talk. But you got the oral healthcare bundle, you got the toothpaste with the mouthwash, the regular, or the CoQ10. I like the CoQ10, and I'll have Robert tell you why that's important. We have the hair care bundle. You're looking for a great gift for people. My mother always used to put things in my stocking, like deodorant and socks and things. I don't know what you put in your stocking. And then she'd put some treat or whatever. And I could open that before she got up. So it was a way to appease me. So I, you know, when I was little, so I didn't get up at 6 a.m. or what have you. Anyway, lavender shampoo and lavender conditioner, no sodium lauryl sulfates. You like sodium lauryl sulfate? You don't want to shop at the Power Mall then. You want to shop somewhere else. But if you don't like it, hey, we're your place, thepowermall.com, and the Winter Wellness Bundle, don't forget that. Some other specials on the other next hour I'll tell you about, the krill oil, the Chaga Max, the Liver Trex, the liver cleaning, and the probiotic lateral flora, backed by popular demand. We do have, I think we're out, I don't know, you better call today about the Grown by Nature, the potassium, a flash sale, buy one, get one 50% off. So check that out. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We thank you for your purchases, your donations, your prayers. We need them and thank you for them all. And you're welcome for what we're doing here, independent media, independent guests like our next guest. He started Vitamir, really, let's be honest, his wife started it in their kitchen, trying to get him to save his teeth, and he'll admit that, I think. Some of the nicest people I've ever met in this industry, or whatever you want to call this, coming across. I love him to death. I was able to sit down with him recently and have dinner with him at a fantastic Mediterranean-type restaurant. I couldn't be more gracious. I could not be more appreciative and respect this guy more. Robert Tactalian, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Boy, why did he Brilliant fat accent. You make me feel so good. Thank you.
You should. You that should feel good. It's the truth. I mean, we had such a wonderful time.
You and your wife and your baby, we had a great time. That was a good date. Good day to remember forever.
What was the name of that restaurant? Because I forget. So
Shish Kebab House.
Shish Kebab House.
Shish Kebab House, our great Mediterranean food. That's where we go eat most of the time when we go out, especially when we have special guests like you. We like to go and show them all the different foods they cook. Great place. Well, I'm sure you will remember it. Till next time you come to Vegas.
I will. Outside of Las Vegas, that's where Robert lives. We saw the manufacturing and everything they do. Just first rate. First rate all the way. Anyway, enough sucking up to you. I mean, I love you. Let's put that aside. Let's talk about some serious things for a second. We were going to have you on to talk quite a bit about Armenia, your stories, your family history. You have some unbelievable stories. I was just floored. I was just captivated. We're going to save them for after the first of the year. We'll have you on quick. But just briefly, maybe give us a little taste. America just recognized the Armenian genocide. I don't know what took them so long, of Turkey and Armenia. What does that mean to you, from your family history, you being Armenian, the Armenian community? What does it mean that the United States has finally recognized what Turkey did to your people?
Well, United States is one of the biggest countries to recognize it today. It means a lot to the people, not only to Armenian people, but all the people who have genocide histories, like Jewish people. I can go on and on. But genocide is horrible, and you all know that. I mean, anybody knows that. You know, killing innocent people, men, women, and children, is a horrible thing to do. And especially when they're not fighting against you, they're just living their life. Well, that's what happened to us. Having United States accepting the fact that there was a genocide, it is huge. Among all the other countries, I think about 37 or 38, I don't know exact count, countries who accepted the Armenian genocide. The reason I think United States delayed accepting it is because of the political conditions they had with Turkey and our military bases in Turkey. And there is a lot more goes on than you can talk in a few minutes. We have bases in Turkey that is very important for our control of our security in the United States. And those bases are facing to Russia. And those are important.
Do you tell the audience a little bit that, so they can get a perspective? What years are we talking, and basically, you know, just what happened there with Turkey and Armenia?
Well, Ottoman Turks used to control half of the world for 600 some years, right? I'm sure everybody knows that.
Yes.
Well, eventually they lost control little by little between wars for many countries. Beginning of 1900s, the Turkish government changed to the point where they had the Ataturk, Kemal Ataturk, who became the leader. They decided that they're going to clean up their country out of Christians, is the way I will put it shortly. And they've worked out a systematic way of killing Christians out of their Muslim country. To make it simple, I'm using this word. Armenians being the major number of people living in those territories, they decided to just start with them, and anybody else would come along that would be either Jews or other Christians in the area, that Greeks and so on. And the systematic killing started in 1915, and it went all the way to the First World War till 1922, when in between Russia and Turkey they stopped the genocide, and a Russian communist army moved in Armenia, based by the help of Armenian communists where they were able to kind of stop and put a new border. Now, the deal was made between Russia and Turkey, not the poor little Armenians. It was a decision they made, and they divided the country. They said, here, you take this, and we'll take this. And that part of the Armenia became Soviet Republic of Armenia. It was until the Soviets got finished and Armenia became a free country, which is today. Armenian Republic is a free country with a great president in today controlling the country to become as democratic as the United States is, with rules and laws, and hopefully no one will stop that, so the country will become a great country. Now, what happened to the genocide? I'll give you a small example. When Hitler was planning with his generals how they're going to collect all the Jews and exterminate them, one of the generals asked Hitler, what will history tell about what we're going to do to the Jewish people? And Hitler said, who remembers the Armenians? Now, wow. This is in beginning of 1940s, right? So they thought that people, the history will not remember the Armenians, or history will not remember what Germans did to Jewish people. History remembers everything, except the winners change the rules. When they're winners, they can change history. They can destroy books. They can change whatever they want to. But history will always remain the same. The genocide happened. They killed 1.5 million Armenians, men, women, and children, any way they could, by filling the churches with Armenians and burning them alive, tying them together and throwing in the water and killing them by drowning so they won't use bullets, because bullets were expensive at the time. Stop me before I go any further.
No, just what year are we? This is like, what year?
1915, 1917, right. Yeah. It was a long process. First, Turkey collected all the guns. They made a rule that they need to collect all the guns for national security reasons. And then they took all men and boys from 12, 13-year-olds and up to work on the roads and so on, and to try to kill them by working them to death and killing them wherever they could. Then they collected women and children and marched them to the desert, killing them with starvation and thirst. I mean, it was a total program. You know, it's not easy to kill 1.5 million people.
Mm-mm.
In those days. Now, today we can do a lot easier, right? Well, between 1940s and 1945, Germans had gas chambers and so on to kill mass of people. But in 1915, they didn't have those advancements to kill faster and in big numbers.
So Hitler basically saw what happened to Armenians. He said, wow, that was very inefficient. Let's see how we can improve on that. I mean,
as a matter of fact, at the time of genocide, there were Germans watching what's going on in Armenia and recording everything.
Wow.
So were other countries. There is a lot of history. You know, you can Google it today. You can go to Armenian Genocide Wikipedia, and you can read a lot. I mean, it's a historical fact. There is no escape from that.
Wow.
But the good thing today is that what makes us feel good, that the world will accept, United States accepted it, so will other countries will follow, that they will not be afraid of a political fallout if they will say, yes, genocide did happen.
Let me ask you, when you hear, I don't know if you have heard, but in Virginia, the government there, the governor, some of the other politicians, they are pushing very strongly, hey, we need to take guns. We need red flag laws. If we think you're a threat, we're going to take your gun. And they've been even saying, pushing a law, it's about to be introduced, about to be voted on this upcoming year. If you teach your children or whatever to shoot at a shooting range, you may be guilty of a felony. Or your neighbor. You teach your neighbor to shoot at a gun range, you may be guilty of a felony. When you hear this talk about guns and what's being floated around, from your history and your perspective, what have you, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, anytime you hear something like that, if somebody wants to take my gun away, that means they want to take my protection away. That they want to take my voice away. They want to take my food away. I don't want to hear that. I'm not giving up my guns.
Protection, voice, and food. I mean, you, Robert, you know, you obviously were born in a different country, and I don't know if it's your accent or, you know, your English is your second language, but sometimes I ask you simple questions, and you just give such these profound answers that they're not phrased the way a American usually would say it. And what you just said was incredibly poignant. When if they want to take my guns, they want to take my protection away. They want to take my voice away. They want to take my food away. It's pretty elementary. Why is it so hard for, you know, 30, 40, 50% of this country to even understand that? Is it because America has no context? They can't, you know, they don't have Armenian ancestors who didn't have a gun to defend themselves? Excuse me, is that why?
I think it goes basic education. Our schools in the United States don't teach good history lessons about the world. People are not fully informed about other nations' past and what happened. It was horrible what the communists did, using poor people's needy situation, where they said to the poor, like Russian mujik means workers, if you don't have anything, go kill the owners and take it away. That was not right, but that's how communists work and took over entire Russia, because people were hungry, and Russian rich bourgeois and owners and kings, they didn't really care about poor people. If they did, there would never be a revolution.
Well, you said the truth there.
There's so much to talk about.
Well, let's transition a little bit. That's just a little taste. And you, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to, and I kind of had to goad, I don't know, I had to prime Robert to get this out of him as he was telling the story. You're going to hear more details. We're going to have him tell it, and it needs to be down, the recorded history. His family history, the family story of what went on, it's extremely compelling and must be told. We're going to tell it, and at least it'll be out there forever. Nobody will have to question it, and it'll always be forever. And Robert has agreed to do that for the power. So next time he comes on, we'll continue there. But we have about 10 minutes or so. Let's talk about Vitamir. Let's talk about teeth and oral health, and just give us a little Reader's Digest on the toothpaste and the mouthwash.
Okay. Where do we start?
I guess, and why would somebody want mouthwash? It's Christmas. Why would somebody want mouthwash? Why do they even need this?
Because beginning of your health starts in your mouth. You take care of your mouth will take care of you. Oral disease. I'm sure people heard this before from many other sources, from medical sources, but 80% of heart disease patients had gum disease before they had heart disease. That's your gum disease travels to your bloodstream, to your heart, and collects there until you become an owner of heart disease. I mean, how simple is that? So what do we do about it? Well, let's keep our mouth healthy. Number one, you need your oral health to have good food digestion in your mouth, because first digestion starts in your mouth. If you don't have good oral health, your teeth are loose, your mouth hurts, you will never chew properly. And the first digestion in mouth starting when you start chewing your food for a while until you break it down and properly and mix it with your saliva and enzymes in your mouth. Then you swallow it. Then your stomach has easier way to digest it. I mean, those are simple facts. If your teeth hurts, your gums hurt, your mouth is not healthy, but you're hungry, you're going to swallow a big piece of food because you're hungry. You're going to eat. Hunger pains are worse. Now you have big piece of food in your stomach has to work 10 times harder to digest it. Then it creates all kind of other problems. So if you take simple problem away, that is taking our oral care very seriously and cleaning our mouth seriously daily, at least 2-3 times a day, we will save ourselves a ton of money, pain, headache, and loss of life.
Mm. Well, there you go. Nobody wants any of that, so I love the toothpaste. And, you know, this whole debate about there's no fluoride in it, there's no sodium lauryl sulfate in it, or some of these toothpastes, go get a thing of Colgate or whatever, Crest or whatever, and read some of the ingredients. I don't want that in my body, and certainly if I put it in my mouth, it's going to absorb right in. There was just a study today, Robert, or a big article today about the water fluoridation linked to lower IQ in children. Another study. Harvard did a study. This is more studies are coming out every day about fluoride and what it effects it has on the body. Any thoughts on that from your perspective?
Yes. It's very simple. If anybody is interested to find out, go to your dictionary and read what is fluoride. Go Google fluoride. Fluoride is byproduct of aluminum. Do you want aluminum in your body? A simple question. No. Aluminum is poison for your body. If you have frying pan and the Teflon gets scratched, the aluminum comes up, you throw that away because that aluminum will poison you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why would you like a byproduct of aluminum in your mouth, in your body? I mean, that's a simple question. If anybody can answer that, then they will save themselves a lot of pain. Fluoride is not good for you.
That mouthwash that goes with the toothpaste, I sometimes, you know, if I'm whatever, I've been traveling, I always remember the mouthwash. I've forgotten my toothbrush before, and I make sure I never forget that mouthwash. I absolutely love your mouthwash. Just the 30 seconds a minute on that.
Well, there's four ingredients in there. Zinc, folic acid, clove oil, mor oil. The most important ingredients for your oral health. Again, I always ask people to read about it because that's what I did. I had to read a lot because my wife will tell me about them. I would say, I know about zinc. I know about folic acid. Well, I knew just the name. I didn't know exactly what it really does until you read and study why it is so important to have good ingredients in your toothpaste, in your mouthwash that really, really work. Zinc and folic acid are absorbable through your gum. They go after the bacteria in your gum. If you have pockets in your gums, food and blood particles stay in your gum line, in your pockets. Within overnight, it can create bacteria in your mouth. That food and blood particles will rot in your mouth because your mouth is hot and red, full of enzymes. And your mouth closed, you're sleeping 6, 7, 8 hours. It creates bacteria. Bacteria creates infection. Infection makes you sick. You could have temperatures. You could feel bad because your body is infected. It's in your blood system. So if you're using good product like Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash that has ingredients that really work, I mean, that's what you want. You don't want just taste good, lots of sugar or something sweetener in your toothpaste that feels good for 30 seconds. You want something that really works. And this is what Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste will do for you. For the last 21 years now, we've been talking about this and trying to tell people how important that is to use good products that has good ingredients to help you. And Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is the toothpaste and mouthwash dino in the marketplace that could really do something, help you.
I would second that. I would say there's no question. It's the best I've ever used. I think the Silver Shield deodorant, the natural deodorant, that's the best deodorant I've ever used. And your mouthwash is the best I've ever used. And the toothpaste. But I just love the mouthwash. It just really makes your mouth clean. We got a couple minutes. The maca powder and the shampoo. These are important products. People need them.
About the shampoo, most shampoos in the marketplace, they foam good because they have sodium lauryl sulfate. It's the same detergent that you wash your clothing in your laundromat. Just because it's foaming, it doesn't mean that's good. Those sulfates will dry your scalp. That's why a lot of people have dandruff, because their scalp is dry. And where you comb, no matter how much you wash, you think you're washing good, your shampoo and conditioner foaming and doing this and that, but the ingredients are very important. What does it do for your scalp, health, for your hair health? So having we have only five different shampoo and conditioners, and they all have natural ingredients, no sodium lauryl sulfate in there, and great. All they have to do, try. This is what I say all the time, and you heard me say that. We guarantee 100% money back. Call the Power Mall. Order your product. If you are not happy with it, just return it, get your money back. I guarantee personally every dime to return your money if you're not satisfied with our products. Our products that are the best for your health. We won't sell anything unless we believe in it. Like today, the CBD market is crazy, right? Everybody's into it. We're not, because there is many questions we have that has not been answered. So I will not sell anything with CBD until I am 100% sure it's going to help my customers, because that's what we do for 21 years. We try to help people. That's why we create products that are good.
A little bit of time, the maca powder. Why would somebody want maca powder? What can they expect from that?
Well, maca grows in Peru, is one of the best natural foods, because maca is a food. If you go to Peru, you will have maca bread, maca cookies, maca drinks. Maca is grows at 14,000 foot elevation. Now, a lot of
hey, there's the music, Robert. There's the music. We'll cut it short there. God bless you. Hey, stay there, Robert. We'll be right back. Lou White on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay there, Robert.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.